Hey, folks, in this interview, I'm talking with my buddy, Mr. Jeff Cable. It's all about why you shouldn't go into photography as a business. This is TWIP. Hey, folks, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Photo. My name is Frederick Van Johnson. I am your host today. Joining me is my buddy, Mr. Jeff Cable. Jeff and I are going to be discussing the business of photography and some of the reasons why some people shouldn't go into it and some of the reasons why maybe you should. So, Jeff, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well.
You're doing well. You're always on the road, man. How did I happen to catch you in your man cave there? How'd that happen?
You know what? Thankfully, I'm not traveling right now. I am traveling in 2 weeks, but that's for personal reasons. My daughter's graduating college.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
And then I'll be in New York in June for B&H, and then Costa Rica in July, Africa in August. And so it starts again. So, yeah,
got a lot. Well, that's a good place to start this interview, because you and I were talking a little bit before I started recording, and that was about some of the challenges around running a business. That's the whole gist of this interview, challenges around running what I call a solopreneurship, right?
Right.
It's just you. True. For the most part. You may have assistants or virtual assistants or whatever, but for the most part, you're it. You're the engine. Yeah. I want to keep it concise and sort of dive into a couple of ways that maybe you shouldn't, you know, reasons why that people may not have taken into account when they go into business for themselves, and maybe some motivations of why it's the greatest thing in the world. So let's start with the negative. What's the reason why you shouldn't?
Yeah, the negative is just the time it takes. When I started this business and I left the corporate world and I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna go into business and I'm gonna work every Saturday, whether it's shooting a bar mitzvah or a wedding and something like that. And then the rest of the time, I'm just gonna relax and spend time at home and hang out and, you know, go sit in the backyard and have a Diet Coke. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the truth is, it doesn't happen. Running a business, as you said, it's all consuming, or it can be. And it means, you know, you do everything. You're answering the phones, you're dealing with scheduling, you're out shooting, you're editing, you're doing accounting, and 100 other things, marketing, social media.
You're everything.
Actually, I've been really lax on social media the last couple of weeks, just not been on that much. And I think, oh, well, I better get on there. You know, it's like everything calls to you. Like, I haven't blogged this week. I have to post something. I've got to get back to these clients. Everything takes time. So, what you think is, oh, this is going to be really easy and fun, it isn't.
Because you like we were saying, it's like when you have that dream in TWIP Pro in the community. I made the reference to Rich Dad Poor Dad and the whole idea of, you know, when you try to make the thing that you love into the thing that's paying the bills, mm-hmm. you run a huge risk of making that thing, you know, your albatross or something that you just hate. And I think part of it is like what you hit on. I want you to expand on that a little bit. The idea of, okay, I love photography. You're an amazing photographer. You know what you're doing. You love retouching. You love shooting, all that stuff.
I do.
But then you probably love the social media stuff about it too, but there's so much to do. Does that weigh on you? I mean, does that, you know, I can imagine laying in bed at night like, oh man, you know, I know I got this shoot tomorrow and I love shooting, but these are the 30 things I have to do around that shoot that I don't really love that much. How does that work?
Yeah, it's really hard. And, you know, being ADD and having a brain like mine is, you know, both a gift and a bad thing. Because you're right, I do. I sit there and I think about all the things that aren't done. And I have notes to myself, like, make sure that you post something. Make sure you blog, you know, get a blog out. So yesterday I cranked one out because I hadn't done one in a while. And it does, it weighs on me. And I sit there and I think about all these things that need to get accomplished. And at the same time, it's tough to balance that with the rest of your life, you know, mm-hmm. and you've got friends that want to do things. And of course, one of the challenges being a photographer and shooting events is you're gone a lot on the weekends. And so that also is tough because a lot of times people get invited to parties on Saturday and we can't go to those. Another challenge. And, you know, it's interesting when you talk about the challenges of doing what you love and also making it a job. I still love what I do. I went out and shot portraits the other day and you know, it fills my cup. I love creating and you know, giving that gift of really great photos to someone. I've been doing this for 15 years and it's still not a job. I still love doing it. It's not to say that there aren't times when I'm shot out at an event. But I still love it. But at the same time, you know, I don't go out and shoot very often just for the fun of it, which I used to do. So there's a little bit of that, but it's really more of just like when we started talking about this, it takes a lot of time. It just does.
Yeah. And there's, and that's the thing. There's only a finite amount of time in the day for the job and building the business. And then, you know, is it what's left over goes to your family and that sort of thing. I did this interview with Kobe Bryant's photographer. They co-wrote a book called The Mamba Mentality. And he was talking about, you know, how Kobe Bryant is driven, right? He's driven, driven, driven to be the best. Right. And he was talking about Kobe. He knows Kobe personally. And he was talking about how Kobe's mentality is it's all about the business and the game. And, you know, to the, in some ways, to the detriment of other things that could, that other people think are important, like family and all that stuff. It's like, I want to be the best no matter what. And I've made that decision to sacrifice or make everything else secondary to make the game, to make the game primary. Do you, I mean, can photographers do that? I mean, if you want to say in your world, I want to be the best, I want to be the Joe McNally, I want to be the whoever of this industry. And you know what? The bar mitzvah, the graduation, all that other stuff, that could wait, you know, but this. No, I mean,
it is. Absolutely. And especially with people like myself, where I've got that, I am driven.
Yeah.
And I feed off of that, but absolutely it can, it does. And of course, also I'm one of those people where when I get focused on something, I'm in. Like when I learned to play ice hockey at 37, who the heck does that? And I never really ice skated, but I made it a passion. Like I really wanted to learn, and I've been playing for the last, you know, 18 years or whatever. And I love it. But at first it was like all in, like all I could think about was I just want to get back on the ice. And the same thing with photography, you know, I want to be always keep improving and getting better. And I hope I do that each time I shoot, but it is, it's like I get focused and, yeah, I mean, much like Kobe, but I don't get the paycheck he does.
No.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we tend to focus on things and let other things go. And trust me, I have a lot of guilt about the fact that, you know, I've traveled so much and, you know, missed a lot of things with my family. And that's hard. And the other thing that I find is that trying to find that balance between, you know, answering emails from people who I don't know, who are asking questions about lenses or whatever. And if I do that, then am I not spending time with the people that are supposed to be the most important people to me? And so this is something, again, that you have to deal with. And, you know, in the case of an email from someone I don't know, it might wait for a couple of days. But there's, like you said before, you still have those other 30 things that are on your mind. You know, the clients that you need to get back to, or, you know, right now, B&H, I'm doing a presentation there in June. They need course descriptions. Mm-hmm. And so I've got to work with sponsors to see what works for them too. And it's like this dance of trying to do all that before I can answer one email. Well, that could take hours.
How do you balance that? And that's this is probably an unanswerable question, but you got all this stuff to do. You're shooting. You're trying to stay on top of your game. So you got to stay on top of, like, you know, you got to stay sharp, which you do by shooting. But then there's new gear. There's new techniques. There's new software. I got to update all these things. Adobe updates this. You know, there's all that stuff. Even when you carve out the time and you say, you know what, I'm gonna do what this whatever time management book says, and I'm gonna stop working every day at 6 p.m. and after 6 p.m. is family time. Right. You could say that and you could do that and go hang out and watch Game of Thrones with the family or whatever. But back here in your mind, you're like, you're probably writing emails and organizing.
And I've done that, you know, and you know, I'll go for a walk with the wife, with the dog, and we'll be walking. And my brain is thinking, oh God, I need to get back and I've got to do this and I got to do that. And sometimes I'll drive my wife crazy because I'll sit there and tell her my list of things to do, which is probably the last thing in the world she wants to hear. But, you know, I'll just say like, oh God, I need this, this, and this done. And it is, it's like, it's stuck in my brain. And, you know, if I knew that balance, I'd be much better off for it. I don't know that balance, and yeah. I'm actually trying to find it. And to your point, to say, okay, every Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm not going to work. I'm going to just spend it with you, my wife. And but you know, it just you can't.
No, you can't. Yeah, and it. Can't. I wonder if it's like, you know, I was watching this documentary about Elon Musk the other day, and Elon Musk has 5 kids, right? So,
is
and,
it really?
Yeah, he has 5 kids, and he was quoted as saying, like, they were working on some release of Tesla or something, and he was quoted as saying to his team, he's like, I don't care what time it is of time of day, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm available to you, you know, call me. And then in my head, I'm like, does it take that level of commitment and self-sacrifice in order to reach those levels of greatness? And are you happy at that level, well, right? Because he's missing, you know, five kids. You're missing a ton of stuff, right?
Yeah, I guess I have 2 thoughts about that. One is, okay, so yes, he says that to his kids, and he's saying that to the press, and who knows how he's actually living that.
Yeah.
The other thing is, in a way, that's kind of sad, though. If you say to your kid, "Hey, call me at 3 a.m. because that means I'm not home," you know, I and this is something that I grapple with, which is. I haven't had time to talk to my daughter in the last couple of days, and it's frustrating. I talked to my son, but I haven't talked to my daughter. And it's like, I've been busy, and so I haven't had a chance to call her back or whatever. And that's not okay. And, you know, now granted, she's in Oregon right now, and I'm in California. It's not like I can just walk over next door. But yeah. But the point is, like, it's kind of sad if you have 5 kids. I don't know how old his kids are, but to say, gee, give me a call.
Yeah.
That means you're not available. And
No. See, he was telling his staff, the people that are working on Tesla, that he was available to them 24 hours a day.
Damn.
Yeah.
I thought you meant to the kids.
No, to the company, yeah. Well, you know, at the detriment of spending time with the family, I would assume.
Right. And again, this is the thing, is that, you know, for someone like him who's running multiple companies and large companies with, you know, a lot of investors and all that stuff, I can't even imagine what the pressure would be like. I mean, mm-hmm. for me, it's running a small photo business, right? But for him, it's not something I envy. And when I go to Africa on these photo tours and you see the simplicity of the way people live, you know, they've got it. You know, if they saw a house like this in Africa, they'd be like, how many families live there?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And
I've been to your house and I asked you that, right?
Yeah. You know, and you look at that, but, you know, they've got a small home. They've got maybe solar power, or, you know, they might have power, but they've got a TV and a radio and a couple lights. And, you know, they may have a car, but they're very happy. They don't have 5 cars. They don't have 3 Teslas. But there's a simplicity to it. And I think a level set that we don't have here, at least in the Bay Area. And I'm kind of jealous of it. And I try to remember that as I go through life. And one of the things I've thought about recently is, how much is enough? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you want to, you know, be the best photographer in social media, you want to be the next Joe McNally, that's a lot of effort. And yeah. Joe's been forced because of it, probably.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, you know, what is enough? You know, money-wise, what is enough?
That's a good question. I mean, that is the question, because, you know, on the one hand, looking at it from both sides, right? On the one hand, you are, even from the, you know, I would argue against you saying that you're different from Elon Musk. I would argue you're both made from the same stuff, right? You just have different motivations. Elon wants to go to Mars, right, and make us a multiplanetary civilization. You know, you want to put your kids through college and make them have at least as good a life as you did or better, right?
Yep.
Those are equal, you know, in my head. It's what your motivations. And then I look at it from the standpoint, if you were to stop doing what you're doing, your quality of life would drop. And so yeah, would the quality of life of your family, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, again, this a point to like how much do you need to retire and, mm-hmm. and just, you know, be okay. And, you know, maybe we're there. But I don't know. People think this sounds weird, but I don't shoot necessarily because of the money. I shoot because I love doing it. Mm. I mean, granted, it's nice not to dip into savings every month, but it's a combination of both. But you know, I guess the point is, when you talk about running the business and prioritizing family and business, I think someone like myself, like you said, kind of like Elon Musk, where we're so driven to be successful and be the best and answer every email from everybody who follows us and all that, which I do. And that does fill my cup. At the same time, I got, you know, I, like many people, you know, I've been guilty of, of doing that in preference of spending time with the family and, you know, trying to make everybody happy as opposed to the people that are most important to us. So that's a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing's a challenge. I mean, it's like a plate spinning balancing act, right? Because if you put too much, you know, spin on this plate, then those suffer and vice versa. And
right, like you can't just turn your business off. Like if your family says, hey, we want you for 3 weeks, you can't just say, okay, I'm not going to answer emails for 3 weeks. Cause then, you know, your corporate clients can be like, hey, where the hell are you?
Yeah.
We need to talk to you. Your thing that you're shooting in 2 weeks is coming up, and they need to confirm with you things. Mm-hmm. So, it's hard, and that's what I tell people all the time. Like, when you think about running a photo business, and you have to, like, I've got stuff in the hallway here that has to be shipped out today. So, some print orders and things. So, I need to go to the post office. So, I'm the delivery guy, right? I'm the postal clerk. I'll post to social media today. I'll start working on the next blog. I have stuff to edit. I have emails to answer for clients. I have to start prepping for, I have to do some orders for another client that for a sign-in board for an event. Mm-hmm. All these, like literally, like when you talked about those 30 things, those are on my mind all the time. And it's daunting. And the people that think, oh, it's really easy because you just hit a button on a camera and you take pictures. It isn't. And to your point, you want to try, you know, new lighting techniques and, you know, trying maybe some different settings on the camera to get, you know, better take rate on, you know, really tack sharp images. It's all of those things, you know, reading books and magazines and all that. I mean, it's hard to, you know, I'm trying to learn, believe it or not, Swahili right now because I spend so much time in Africa.
Nice.
So I spent the last 40 days on Duolingo working on learning Swahili. So I carve out 20 minutes every day to work on that. And it's like, but you know, that's 20 minutes, which is not always there. It's hard.
Yeah. Time is the finite resource. So here's a question, and we can start wrapping it up on this one because we'll never tackle this whole topic. Right. But the idea of how, like you mentioned this, how much is enough? Right. Okay. So, putting a box around it and going back to the whole Elon Musk reference, Elon's goal, you know, he's drawn a line in the sand. We're going to Mars. I want us to be a multiplanetary, civilization in case something happens to this planet. You know, the human race lives on. That's his uber ultimate goal of what SpaceX and Solar City and all these different entities are driving towards that.
Right.
What's your ultimate goal, Jeff? What are you shooting for? You know, what's the end game for you that you can say, yeah, crap, I did it. I'm done.
I think, it changes, right? I mean, when I first started this and doing the blog, it was like, get as much blog traffic and, you know, get, you know, 100,000, you know, readers a month and, mm-hmm. you know, those types of things. And now that's less important to me than it was. And really, ultimately, right now, my goal is just to be happy and, and try to make other people happy. And you know, I think that's the most important thing. Now, whether that's being fulfilled by photography, my family, myself, all these things, that's what I'm working toward. But ultimately, you know, I just want to, I'd like to find a better balance if I could in my life, because, you know, I want to keep everybody happy, you know, my family included. But for me, it is. It's just to be happy and to enjoy what I'm doing and to experience life. I've said this a lot in the past where, to me, it's not about the money. It's about life's experiences. So going to Africa on safari as many times as I have and see that is amazing. We're going to India in January. I've never been there. I'm looking forward to that. So nice. To me, and that is what makes me happy, right? It's just to travel the world, to see what other cultures are like and things. And that kind of fills my cup. And so ultimately it is to be happy. And I do love making other people happy. You know, I'm one of those people that does get fulfilled by that. So I mean, ultimately that's what I'm going for.
Yeah. I love that. It's cool. That's words to live by. If you could leave the TWIP audience with one piece of advice, you know, based on what you've learned over the past 20, 30 years or so, you know, I know it's kind of hard to distill that down.
No, I know what it is. Honestly, it's balance. It really is. I mean, and I've lived all sides of this. I've been in the corporate world where we were, you know, I worked crazy hours. And I've also was lucky enough to sell a company in the dot-com days and take some time off for a couple of years and not work and just kind of hang out and learn how to play ice hockey and stuff. And that wasn't very fulfilling either. I was aching to get back into a new challenge. So honestly, you know, and I haven't found it yet, but if I could find the right balance between, you know, working hard and accomplishing what I want, but also, making time for other people and relaxing and all that would be great. So it is the big challenge. I don't have the answer to it, but my biggest advice is if you can do it, is to find that balance.
Find that balance. Okay. Yeah. So I know that was, I said that was going to be the last one, but here's the last one. So
Wait, you can't do that.
Yeah. You're the perfect person to ask this to, because, you know, like we started this interview, a lot of people are sort of in their corporate jobs and they're dreaming to be a photographer and have their own solopreneurship and live that life, and that's the holy grail in the dream. Right. You were working at a corporate job, yeah. You know, at a really big, gigantic company. You had a high level, senior executive level job, and you left that to do this. So, yeah. Were you happier then, or are you happier now?
No, I'm definitely happier now. I mean, I love. Look, there's a lot of advantages to running your own company. I mean, you do things on your own time. So I get up in the morning. I usually don't start working till about 10:30. I usually get up. I walk the dog. I try to get at least 2 or 3 miles of a walk in every morning. I do take time for lunch. And yes, I do work in the evenings and do things, but I try to work my own schedule. When I travel, I stay at the hotels I want to stay at. I fly the airlines I want to fly. It's not like some corporations telling me what to do. Yeah. Honestly, the only thing I miss about the corporate world is health benefits, because they're so damned expensive and not very good.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I do love, having my own business. You know, whatever decisions I make affect myself. I don't have to fight with some other executive team about decisions. And you know, it's nice to stay home and do what I love. I mean, again, I say this all the time when I'm shooting to my clients, I go, this is the best job in the world. Yeah. And when I'm shooting the Olympics and when I'm in Africa and places, I think, God, this is so lucky to do what I do. So, it's nice to have that. And I don't look back at the corporate world and miss it, like I said, other than the health benefits. That's it.
I know. You got to get that fixed. Cool, yeah. Man. Well, thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate it. And look at this. I took some of your time when you could be doing other things to do this interview.
This is the thing. This is the balance. I could be doing other stuff instead of talking to you.
I know. I'm part of the problem.
You're a good guy, and I love doing this. And trying to find that balance.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Jeff Cable, where should people go if they want to look at the stuff that you're working on or hire you or get on one of your workshop tours or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I'm not looking for more business, because then it takes up more of my time.
No more business. You're going to hang out. That's what you need, a not open for service sign for your doorbell.
Exactly. Website's just jeffcable.com. So jeffcable.com. And the blog is just blog.jeffcable.com. Social media is just Jeff Cable Photography. And those are the places to find me. The blog is really where I do stuff every week. I show what I'm shooting, how I'm shooting it, and that kind of thing, and how I share. You know, generally it's once a week, and during the Olympics it's every day.
Yeah, so love it. And folks, if you're watching this and you have any question about business or photography, feel free to just email her.
I'll answer it. I still will do it. Poor guy. A couple days, but I will.
Yeah, because we know that you're ADD. You cannot not answer, right?
It's true. No, seriously. And you know, and the other thing is, it's very fulfilling. Honestly, when people write to you and say how much they appreciate what we do and how much advice we give, I'm sure you get this too. Yeah. I mean, it's very gratifying that anybody in the world would actually listen to you and I, right, for advice. So
yeah.
I don't take it lightly. And it makes us feel good that, you know, people actually listen to what we have to say.
Yeah, love it. All right, Jeff Cable, thanks a lot, man. We'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
All right. Peace. This is Twitter.